Call the meeting to order, start with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I'd like to welcome everyone for coming. This is very nice that we have someone to hear us do our stuff. Normally, when we start our meetings, we open it to public comment for concerns. Because a lot of you are doing participation in government, and I realize that you may not have any questions until after you see the procedures. I will open it again for public comment at the end of the meeting before we pay the bills. But is there anyone who would like, has a question or has any comments at this point? Okay, then we'll proceed with our meeting. And at the end, if you have any questions, we'll address them at that time. All right, so entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the September 2024 board meeting.
Make a motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions, alterations, deletions? Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the September 2024 Treasurer's Report.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Questions on the Treasurer's Report? So the Justice CE line item, I think, still reflects the hasn't been money transferred to cover the cost of the grant that we received from the Justice Court. So that'll have to we'll work on getting that transferred.
Yeah, do you know where she put that money?
I'll have to talk to her.
Okay.
I think we passed the motion to move that a couple of months ago, right?
I believe that was back in April, I believe.
Yeah. So. Well, if you can pull up the minutes and send me the motion, I'll send that over to her. And general repair CE for streets, that would be. That must reflect the payment to the for the truck, right?
Probably.
Yeah. Let's see here. Okay. All right, any questions on the Treasurer's Report other than those I just mentioned? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. So, let's see. No correspondence. Before we go into new business, I'd like to get a report for streets.
I have the streets report from the guys. They've been busy doing a number of things. The monthly inventory of roads. They've been dealing with removing some animals from the Route 20 and such. Mowed and weed whacked around the village. They've been picking up leaf bags, and I just remind everybody that next week, I believe, is officially the first day of that. So next Tuesday, we'll start to pick up bags on the regular. They did some repair work on the gazebo. Emptied the dog pots, general maintenance around the village.
Okay. Water report?
For the water report, there's a daily scenario with the water department. They check every day. There's routine water maintenance. Samples are done on a monthly basis. They put out a water survey. They've also, we also have a survey that needs to be completed for services coming in to the residents. The survey consists for lead and copper and whatever additional lines that are coming into each of the residents. And I think they've just started identifying the service lines. As far as the water quality, the chlorination is at average, it looks like 4 quarts. There was a total of 89,243 for treated water on a daily basis. And so far the total has been 2 million. Oh, I'm sorry. 2 million. 677,296.
Okay, thank you.
I can report for codes. Billing, obviously, Kevin's is in your file. Matthew sent me his report for, he did usual drive arounds. Several property maintenance violation letters were sent and dealt with. A formal vacant property complaint with the Department of Financial Services was put in for 2 Albany Ave. And he also attended court for the Westbrook Drive hoarding issue, and some noise violations were written. He's still working on 2 that he just received this week regarding work without billing permits type stuff, without going into great detail.
No, that's right. Okay. New business, we have a proposal to change police salary and the certified payroll report for the year. So currently the chief is earning $23.25 per hour, and the officers are earning $19.78 an hour. We're proposing to increase that, the chief to $29.39 an hour and the officers to $25 an hour. The reason for that is we're finding it difficult to recruit officers to come in and do the patrol. As you know, we budgeted for 80 hours of patrol a week, and we've had a difficult time recruiting officers to fulfill those patrol hours. In speaking with the chief and some of the officers, we feel that this would help us, you know, get some of the guys to be more responsive to our needs and increase patrol. We've had a lot of complaints about speeding, especially on Elm Street and main drags, Elm Street, Lake Avenue, Route 20 and 203. So that's the reasoning behind it. The budget ramifications are going to be, the currently we have a budget of $106,785. From expended through 8/31, which is 3 months, is we've used like $16,604 of the budget. So you can see it's way under what we would normally expect to use. We anticipate, if we stayed at the current hourly rates, and we were able to fill the positions, we would spend another $66,416, which still would leave us, at 70, 82,000 or thereabouts, 83,000, about 30,000 under budget. So we anticipate that with the new rates, worst case scenario, we don't get any additional shifts done, we'll still be an additional $78,109, which would still leave us under the budgeted amount. And if we were able to fill all the shifts, we would be up to $112,129, which would put us slightly over the budget amount, and we'd need to appropriate some more funds. But I still don't think we're going to fill them all, but I think we'll get a lot closer. So I think we should proceed with this and give it a shot. So I'm going to make a motion that we increase the chief from 2325 to 2939 and the officers from 1978 to $25.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions?
How is that comparison to other areas like Skodak and things like that? Does that put us kind of
It puts us kind of right in the middle. We're not the highest.
Not quite as high as that,
but we're not the lowest.
A little comparable.
Right.
Okay. So hopefully we can fill some positions.
Yeah. Anything else? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a resolution to approve the shredding list for October 2024 records disposal notice.
Make a motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions on the disposal list? Yeah, everything's in line with our policy. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Well, I hope you've enjoyed our meeting. So now I will open the floor for public comment.
Actually, I just want to remind everybody of the upcoming village cleanup day.
Oh, yeah. That's when? Next week? Next Saturday?
Yes. Next Saturday, 9 to 12.
So that would be...
Oh, you got
to
jump.
Time to clean up. Yeah, time to clean up. More importantly, who's working?
Next Saturday. The 19th. October 19th.
Yep, 9 to 12.
Yeah, I'll be around.
I will be there, Charlie. Yeah, okay. As long as Mary has enough help, she will be doing that.
Ah, where are you going?
Church auction. Oh. Conflict.
I guess. Anything else you got?
Nope, that's all I have.
There's a pancake breakfast this week for the Friends of the Nassau Library down at the Elks Club on 9:20.
Oh, yeah.
For those of you who care to have some breakfast. Anything else?
Veterans Day.
Yeah. Well, we can do that. So actually, before we do that, I want to talk just a little bit about the sidewalk project. It's not on the agenda, but I've been working with LaBerge on that. Dave and I have reviewed an agreement with LaBerge to do the construction and grant services for DOT on the TAP award. So for those of you, to bring you up to date, about 3 years ago, the village received a $2.4 million grant to upgrade the sidewalks in the village, and we also received a $365,000 grant from Department of Transportation to repave Route 203 between Fairground Street and the light. The purpose of that was that we were proposing to install a new 8-inch water main on Chatham Street. And take it out of the street, put it under a new sidewalk on the west side of Chatham Street. And also tie into the 8-inch, into the existing 8-inch at Fairview Avenue down that way. So we'd have better and more consistent water flow throughout that area. And in the case we had a fire or something, you know, mostly that's what that was for, is for fire protection. And also to get the water line out of the state highway, because when we dig up state highways, they aren't too happy with this, number one, and they're very expensive to put back together, because state DOT standards have some very stringent requirements that we aren't as concerned with on village streets for the weight limits and things that go on those types of streets. So so we're working with this project, like I say, has been going on for about 4 years. So we're redoing the opinion of cost so we can determine what the total cost of the project was. Last time that I looked at this, in 2018, or 2021, the cost of the entire project was about, was under $3 million. So it would have been, you know, we had, like I say, 2.4 plus the 365. The 2.4 is an 80-20 match. So whatever we spend, we have to put up 20%. So it was an 80-20 match. And, you know, we felt that our, we wouldn't have to borrow a lot of money to get a good chunk of change. So that was good. But now it's 3 years later, and as we all know, inflation's gone up, the cost of building has gone up, the cost of supplies have gone up. Also, DOT has made more stringent the documentation that they want done for the project in and of itself. So everywhere we put a sidewalk up, we have to have an agreement with the owner of the property to grant us a right-of-way to put a sidewalk in front of their house, and that each property that we touch has to have that now. So that's increased the cost of the engineering and scope of services part of it. But the good part of that is also is that is part of the grant. So the grant takes that into consideration, so we'll only have to pay 80% of that also. But we're waiting now to get the opinion of cost.
80% or 20%?
Or 20%. Yeah, sorry. The grant pays for 80%. The village has to pay for 20%. So we're waiting to get a new opinion of cost, which I had hoped to have for tonight, but I have not received it, so that we can still determine that we can afford to bond our 20%. So that's where we stand on that. So, but Dave's reviewed the contract, and his opinion is it's just standard.
Yeah, most of the contract is what I think is boilerplate, and very often, or I've found in the past when you deal with engineers, which is what we're dealing with here, they have a standard contract that they like to use, often from their nationwide group. And those contracts, unsurprisingly, like every interest group, you know, they have their contracts that are totally favorable to them. In other words, mm-hmm. if you litigate it, you know, you're going to have to come to Idaho to litigate it, where we're based, or, you know, that kind of stuff. Or if there's a problem, we're going to cap your recovery at the amount of the contract. So if we screw up, you can only get back the money you paid us. You know, stuff like that. This contract seems to me, I have a feeling, probably drafted in compliance with what the federal guidelines are, because it's a very, the boilerplate stuff is very even-handed. In other words, it says we can terminate it right away. They can term, you know, we get to get all our records. There's none of this stuff in there like they get to keep all the records and all the products and all that sort of stuff. So it's a very even-handed boilerplate contract. The money I was kind of shocking to me, mm-hmm. and Bob and I talked about it, because they're costing out the project at about $3.9 million or $3.995 or something like that, and they're doing their engineering fees and other things for $935,000, which is
it's a chunk.
It's like a 24% soft cost thing, which seems high, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
And when I spoke with them,
it's also got a provision, it's got something in here called a lump sum payment. I mean, there aren't going to be any lump sum payments there, you know, because we're not going to get the money.
They're going to get progress payments, obviously,
yeah.
But
yeah.
They also, I did speak to them, and they said they would be willing to do it on a, you know, on a not-to-exceed basis, you know.
Yeah.
So
that'd be great, so it might come in a lot less.
It could.
Not-to-exceed amount. Right, good.
I mean, haven't they already done the engineering? So are they just updating what they've already done?
Yeah, well, they're saying that the drawings that they did, DOT didn't find them up to their standards. So they have to, mostly it was because of the right-of-ways. Because the right-of-ways, DOT doesn't even have right-of-ways on 203 and Route 20. They don't know where they are. So they want us to secure them as part of this project.
That's great.
So, you know.
So all the drawings that were completed?
They're still useful. They're still be utilized.
I mean, have they looked, I wonder if they've looked at the, you know, if they will look at the deeds of the owners, of the abutting owners, because sometimes the deed itself may cut it off. In other words, you may have the ability to put it
inside. They're going to look at every property. That's one of the problems.
But they're estimating 30 title searches. You don't need a whole title search to figure out what the person owns. Yeah. If you're going to buy something from them, I guess that's the idea, right? We're going to
That's the discussion that we need to have with them about that number, because that number still irks me.
Yeah. And how much are they figuring for each? You know, they're going to do a title search like you do when you buy a house and go back 60 years and buy the property from them, buy the right of way, or whatever. I don't know.
Well, as far as I know, we're not buying anything, but because you can do it through an agreement like we did on Alder Alleyway.
Well, we don't want to be bringing eminent domain.
Right. Or you can do it through eminent domain.
That's brutal.
So. But anyway, hopefully we'll be more discussion on that. But the project that is not going to get off the ground in the next construction season, 2025. But they're saying that by 2026 we should be ready to go with it. To do all this stuff. And I talked to DOE and the money is still going to be available in 2026, so it's not an issue as far as they're concerned, other than, you know, continued inflation. You know, so every year it costs a little bit more. So.
But they could do the surveys and the title work and stuff like that if they wanted.
Yeah, I mean, but they're not going to do anything until we sign that contract. And we're not going to sign that contract until we understand what we're getting into.
Yeah.
So that was the issue. Because the last time, in the opinion of costs, it was the whole project was, you know, less than $4 million. And it had, I think it had $300,000 in non-construction costs in there. So that's the work that we're talking about now that's gone to 930, whatever. But I think a lot of it is these title searches.
Bob, do you want to just... For the audience knowledge, you want to tell them exactly what areas they're that we're looking at?
Sure. So the purpose of this is the job is that, as I said, a new water main on Chatham Street. We're tying in by the firehouse on Fairgrounds, and we're running an 8-inch line up to Route 20 and tying in with the new main that we put in on Walden Street about 5 years ago. We're extending the 8-inch main across 203 and down Quantumake Street. And there's already an existing 8-inch main that comes down Fairview and goes over to Malden Street and out to Route 20. So we're going to tie into that main. So that whole loop in that area will be all 8-inch water main. And we should be able to, so the fire department should be able to hit any fire hydrant in that area and get at least 800 to 1,000 gallons a minute. So that's the goal. There's a lot of big houses there that are going to, God forbid something ever happened, it's going to take a lot of water to get those houses, you know, get the fire under control. So the idea is to make sure that we have sufficient water supply. As far as sidewalks go, there's going to be new sidewalks on Chatham Street, both sides of the street from Fairgrounds all the way down and Quantumake all the way down to Route 20. There's going to be a new sidewalk on Quantumake Street that's going to go down Quantumake Street on just the one side on the housing side away from the creek, and it's going to tie into the corner on Malden Street where there's already an existing sidewalk. We're going to extend the sidewalk on Malden Street through the park and tie it into the parking lot at the pond here so that folks can walk up to the pond, be on a sidewalk, not walk out in the street. We're going to close up the open entry and exits at what's now the old mobile station. Those corner lots are allowed under zoning, two entrance and egresses, 32 feet wide. So we're going to give them the 32 feet on Elm Street and 32 feet on Route 20, both away from the corner. And they're going to be sidewalk put in from where the, on Elm Street from where the existing sidewalk is, and then on Route 20 down to the hardware store property. The new Hometown Liquors is the same situation. It has multiple driveways into it, two on John Street and two on Route 20. We're going to close two of those up and put a sidewalk across the front on Route 20, leaving the one next to the rail trail open. And then the one down behind the Stewart's building, we'll leave that one open and put a sidewalk from there down to there. Let's see, we're going to replace the sidewalk on John Street from Route 20. There's a concrete sidewalk that runs down Route 20, but going down John Street, it turns to macadam. It's only about 20 inches wide. It's overgrown. We're going to put new sidewalk in there, ADA compliant concrete sidewalk, crosswalk at the school, replace the sidewalk in front of the school, and then tie it in with the concrete sidewalk down at Bullis Way. Then we're going to put a crosswalk in where near the corner where Fairgrounds is, in front of the post office. We're going to put a formal crosswalk in there. And then we're putting a sidewalk from that corner all the way down to 203. Currently, in part of the area has a sidewalk and some of it doesn't. The sidewalk that's there, again, is like a 20-inch or 24-inch macadam sidewalk. You know, we're going to put an ADA compliant in. So at the end of the day, we should have sidewalks throughout. If you look at John Street to Malden Street and up to Fairgrounds and Conemaugh, all that area is going to have sidewalk now, so folks can walk around the central part of the village, be on sidewalks, don't have to be in the street. That's the plan. That was something that when we did the last update for the master plan in 2016, was it? 2016, that was one of the main components of the plan, was that we upgrade the sidewalks and make the central part of the village more walkable and pedestrian friendly. So that's, we've been working on this. We actually got, like I say, we got this grant like in, I don't know, 2019 or something. It's been like forever. But I'm telling you, dealing with the federal government is not easy. So that's what it's about. Anybody else on the board have anything?
No.
All right. So with that, I will open the floor to comment. And you guys got questions? Ask away. Yes, Ben.
Hi, my name is Ben Gorman. How's it going?
Good.
I have one question. How are the members selected?
The members of?
Good question.
The village board?
Yeah. The members of the village board, yes.
So the village board, all of us that sit up here, Rich Elder is our other board member. He's out of town this week on some work-related stuff. We are elected by the residents of the village. So each of us serves a four-year term. So in 1 year, we only run like 2 years out of the four though. So the first year, two trustees run for office. So in order to be get on the ballot for trustee, you need to get a petition to get onto the ballot, which are available on the Board of Elections website, or one of us can help if somebody wanted one. You have to collect 10% of the registered voters. I think it's 10%, isn't it?
It generally ends up being 50%.
Who voted at the gubernatorial?
The minimum.
Who voted at the gubernatorial election last time? Yeah.
Yeah, 10% of the registered voters, or whoever voted in the last big general election of some sort. Anyway, it ends up being about 50 voters because we're a small village. So you have to collect 50 valid signatures from residents that live within the village limits. then if you bring them, give them to the clerk, and you will get your name on the ballot. Then we hold an election, which is the third Tuesday in March of that year. And the winners of, you know, whoever gets the most votes gets to be on the board. The following year, we have two trustees, the mayor and the judge, are on the ballot. So they go through the same process. You know, we hold the election again on the third Tuesday of that month. And whoever wins the election is on the board for the next 4 years.
Thank you.
You want to tell them about village elections being nonpartisan as opposed to rest of the world?
Yeah, so we're not political here. We all live in the village. That's one of the requirements. You have to be a village resident to run for office in the village. So we are not partisan. You'll not find anyone labeled up here as a Democrat or a Republican or as a conservative or a liberal or any of those such things that you may hear about with presidential or state politics. We do have to have a party. It's required. So, you know, I run on the Oak Party.
Create your own party.
You make your own name up. Somebody will run on the People's Party, the Maple Leaf Party, the whatever. You know, so we're just here to do our civic duty and, you know, represent the folks in our community and, you know, work for their betterment. Any questions? Other questions?
My name's Garrett. I'm in the troop of Nassau Troop 166. I was wondering, are the members paid?
Yes, we are.
How much does it depend on role?
It does. So the mayor is paid $4,000 per year. And the trustees are paid $3,000, right? Or is it 25? It's three. $3,000 per year.
Per year.
Yeah,
it's not that much.
It's a labor of love.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Yes.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Bailey from Troop 2166. I have a question. How many terms can you serve?
There are no term limits in the village. So you could serve for as long as you like to serve. We don't have term limits, but I mean, I don't know of anybody serving more than three, I think is the longest I've ever heard anybody serving, isn't it?
We would love for other people to step up and run.
Yeah.
I mean,
didn't the mayor of Lake George just resign after being there for 50 years or some ungodly?
Yeah, there's...
But not in Nassau.
I don't think...
Well, you know, it's a lot like many things, you know. We would love to have more people interested, but I will tell you, as you look around, do you see anyone in here who is not part of your group? Except my granddaughter. But that's, you know, I mean, we like what we're doing. We're here. We do it because, well, we can. And because somebody has to do it. But we would always appreciate, you know, a lot of our volunteer boards are struggling. We have, you know, some of them are defunct right now because we don't have volunteers. But it's like that with everybody. I mean, in your troop, I'm sure you could use more parental help for some of the stuff. It's the same everywhere.
It's the same people helping.
You know.
People all the time.
In everything.
Yep.
So
we live here too, so.
Exactly.
But to answer your question, I can stay here forever.
For as long as people elect you.
As long as people elect me.
Right. As many terms as you can elect it for.
Any other questions? Okay, because we're going to close the meeting, so this is your last chance.
Then I'll
yes.
Sign all your position.
So you're the Oak Party?
I'm the Oak Party.
Can you all tell me what ones you all
picked? Oh,
I'm
I don't remember.
Curious.
I think I'm Maple.
You're Maple?
What were you?
I run under Nassau United.
Yeah.
Oh, one time, but you were Elm Tree before one time too. You've had a couple terms. You've always been Nassau United? I thought somebody was Elm Tree before. Well, that must have been somebody else.
One time was, I was independent, and then as I got reelected, I changed it to the electric trail.
Electric trail, that's right, I remember that one.
Perfect.
It was the electric trail.
Yep. We just want to be totally non-affiliated.
So think about it, what you want to be when you get a little older, yeah. You want to run here, you could pick your own party, wouldn't that be exciting?
I have a question to ask some of the leaders. What's the intent of showing up? Is it a government thing?
All right, so
one of the badges or something?
A few things. First of all and foremost, it's getting us out in the public. It's, hi, here we are. You know, if other people were here. Public service. There are requirements for some rank advancement to come to a meeting such as this and just watch.
Mm-hmm.
There are merit badges, which, if you're, Jonathan, stand up for a second. You got these little circle things on the sash right there. Those are merit badges. A couple of those require coming to a meeting like this and going and having a discussion with a merit badge counselor, what you saw, what the issues were, and what that person thought of those specific issues. And some are just here because I'm making them, because I think it's a good thing to see. You know, it's some are falling asleep on me, but, you know, it's I think it's important, just like anybody else, to see how things run in a town, why there's things, you know, sidewalks, for instance, who's in charge of, you know, broken water mains or, you know, just things like that. So, and that's, I hope that answers your question, sir.
Yep. I noticed one of your scouts. How many more badges do you need to become Eagle?
I think I need three more.
Three more?
Yeah.
Oh, pretty impressive. How long will that take you?
I don't know.
Which ones are they?
I don't know,
but the hard
ones. See a life scout now.
I know I need physical fitness.
That'll take you 6 months.
Yeah. So
personal manage will take you 6 months.
And then you have to do a project, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You could always ask me about projects.
Well, that's just
I could always use a project on. Could use some new benches.
Yeah,
well,
Girl Scouts did the benches, I think.
Keep me on the list.
Yep.
We have to keep coming up, getting close. So, yeah.
So, we think this is a good, you know, it's really, I'm very thankful, Tim, for bringing the group.
Well,
because
we're thankful for the fact that you're allowing it.
Oh, well, hey, you know.
I mean, some people look at this and go, oh, hell no.
Oh, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Every week I think that, you know.
But really, it's hard to explain, you know, if you're, the smaller the community you live in, you know, the more impact you can have in the community. Mm-hmm. You know, government, from our point, from us, okay, government in the United States, government is what? It's for the people, of the people, and by the people. Right? You're the people. Okay, so someone has to step up and do the jobs. You know, on this level, you know, we get, you know, a stipend. We do get paid. You know, not a lot of money. Okay, but for us, it's a labor of love. It really is, because we're serving our community. And the smaller your community is, the more we rely on people to have that philosophy to do the work. You know, you get down to the city of Troy and you're not going to find as many people working in government unless they're getting paid. You'll find them doing a lot of other things though. I mean, I'm not, you know, disparaging them in any way, but you'll find them, you know, in soup kitchens taking care of peoples that have problems and are underprivileged or whatever. So there's other ways that you can serve in those communities. But in local communities like this, most everything, you know, our fire department is not a paid department, it's a volunteer department. Our ambulance works with a good share of volunteers. Your scouting leaders are volunteers. They give of their time.
Yeah, there's no stipend.
And there is no stipend. Our churches have, Missy works with, you know, does several things with the churches, outreach to the, you know, to the poor and things. It's just.
I could say that this troop has helped out a lot.
Yep.
With the food pantry, the Nassau Resource Center, and the other community centers. They do food drives all the time and help out with that stuff. So that's much appreciated.
Yeah, we'd love to see you guys come November for the Thanksgiving handout.
Oh, we're.
Because you guys do.
That's our big.
You make the people that I work with, you know, our job a lot easier.
No, that heavy lifting.
You do the bulk of the work.
But it is we really do take care of each other. And, you know, it's so, we're very happy that you're here and having this discussion today. And hopefully that you'll carry this on into that attitude on into your adult life. So thank you for coming. Anything else? All right. Entertain a motion to pay bills number 128 through 154 in the amount of $27,282.81 in the general fund and $7,226.16 in the water fund and $5,464.75 to be paid outside of abstract.
Make a motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on the bills? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried.
I have one question about a previous motion regarding the police salary. We made the motion to increase the salary. When is that effective?
Oh, yes. October 1st.
Effective October 1st. Okay. All right, thank you.
And I'll send you I'll do a new certified payroll and send it to you tomorrow.
Next meeting.
I'll get it for you. Well, this is going to be effective today, so this was approved.
We won't have to reapprove that one? Okay.
No, we won't have to reapprove it because we approved the certified payroll changing those numbers, and I'll send you the hard copy tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Ryan. We are adjourned.